These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, in the club are reportedly redrawing their transfer strategy because of financial uncertainty caused by the coronavirus, and accept it will leave them unable to buy a striker as expensive as Harry Kane. A proven goal scorer of the quality of Tottenham centre forward is among the prospective targets for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer heading into the summer. In a regular window, United would make the money available for the manager to consider a move for the 26-year-old, who has said he will not stay at Spurs for the sake of it if he does not feel his boyhood club are going in the right direction. Yet with Kane under contract until 2024, he could cost in the region of £150 million, a fee that has become unrealistic for United due to the lack of clarity on budgets amid COVID-19. Moving on, and Graeme Souness has warned the club they risk overpaying significantly if they have agreed a deal with Jadon Sancho behind Borussia Dortmund's back. United are working on a £120 million deal to sign the England winger this summer, amid claims that personal terms and length of contract have already been agreed. But Liverpool legend Souness says United risk seeing Dortmund raise their asking price for Sancho if they have negotiated with his camp before approaching the German club. Finally, it's been reported the Red Devils have ended their interest in Real Madrid midfielder James Rodriguez. The Colombian has been on United's radar since his sensational World Cup in 2014, but Sky Sports claim the 28-year-old is not on Solskjaer's wish list. Rodriguez has been on loan at German giants Bayern Munich, and Madrid are now considering cashing in, with Arsenal and Everton both interested, and his contract set to expire in 2021. Reports in Spain had suggested United were close to securing a deal for the Madrid star, but that is now seemingly unlikely. That's all for now. We'll have more later.